Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey, big feller, have you heard about the new restaurant?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's called Karma. Yeah, there's no menu. You get what you deserve.
You just get what you deserve.
Exactly.
Cold oatmeal.
Yeah, Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Karma's not a lady.
I am not going to that restaurant.
I am not either.
If I'm going to have to pay to get what I deserve,
I ain't doing it.
Yeah. I get that for free.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for some more groaners?
Oh, what you got?
These are terrible.
Yeah.
When a cannibal showed up late to the buffet, they gave him the cold shoulder.
Of course they did.
Right.
Of course they did.
Yeah. Now, I like this one. It takes a little while to get through, but a Mexican magician tells the audience he will disappear on the count of three.
Okay.
He says, uno, dos, and poof. He disappears without a tres. I like that one.
And I got that one, actually.
Yeah. Ghost walks into a bar.
Okay.
Yeah, ordered a shot of vodka. Bartender says, sorry, we don't serve spirits here.
We don't serve spirits here.
Right.
Not at all.
I know. You know, I like bar jokes.
Well, of course. Yeah, they're always
always entertaining.
Yes.
I bought the world's worst thesaurus yesterday.
You did.
It is not only terrible, it's just terrible.
It's just terrible. That's the only choice you got.
That's a bad thesaurus right there.
That is terrible.
Yeah. A blind man walks into a bar and a table and a chair. I know.
Oh, dear.
Hey, we shouldn't, but I do. Yeah. A Freudian slip is when you mean one thing, but mean your mother.
Oh, dear.
I know.
That's not funny.
That is not funny at all.
Not funny.
I went to a seafood disco last week.
A seafood disco last week.
Ended up pulling a muscle.
I bet you did.
More than one. Yeah. The first time I got a universal remote control, I thought to myself, man, this changes everything.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. These are terrible, I know, and they don't get any better. Yeah. You know how to make holy water.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you boil the hell out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's how you make kidneys.
You cook a kidney.
Yeah, that's right. How you cook a kidney. Yeah.
I know. I saw a sign the other day that said, watch for children.
Okay.
And I thought, man, that sounds like a fair trade.
Well, give me a watch. I'll
a watch for children,
time.
Yeah. Don't you think?
I think I would.
Yeah.
Depends on the watch.
Well, that true statement.
Yeah.
You know, I threw a boomerang a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Man, I now live in constant fear.
I bet you do.
I'm just scared to death.
When's it coming back?
Right. I put my grandma on speed dial the other day. Yeah, I call it Instagram.
Instagram. Nice.
I know, yeah. I have a few jokes about the unemployed people, but, you know, none of them work.
None of them work at all.
Yeah. I have a split personality.
Split.
Said Tom, being frank.
I'm being frank.
Can I be frank with you? Right.
And no.
Yeah. My teachers told me I'd never amount to much because I procrastinate. She says, I said, you just wait.
You just wait.
We got a great show coming. Yeah. Kip Callahan,
ooh,
Don Edwards, Murph, Sons of the Pioneers, Hot Club of Cowtown.
Sweet.
Let's start with Asleep at the Wheel. The Devil's Dream. Boy, it don't get any better than Asleep at the Wheel.
Isn't you, that the
way to start out Cow Radio, right?
And got that blood to pump.
You're going to see just a little bit of a theme going
a
on
little
here.
Bit,
yeah,
just a little.
Because the devil made me do it.
The devil made me do it.
Yes. Asleep at the Wheel started out with the devil's dream, and you'll see a few others. Of course, right?
Well, the devil takes a lot of blame. You know?
Right. Instead of saying, you know, I was just stupid.
Right.
Or I was just goofing off.
Why'd you do that? I don't know.
I don't know. You know, I've decided that was one of the stupidest questions I ever asked my
kids.
Well,
of course.
You know, why did you do that? Well, they don't have a clue. I mean, right. What are they going to tell you?
Give you
a discourse on why they did
well,
that?
Well, yeah, this is why I did what I did.
They don't have a clue. Didn't
Not
have a clue.
A clue.
Neither, and 9 times out of 10, neither do
no,
I.
No. Heavens no.
Why did I stuff that shovel in the culvert?
And that insult to injury.
And now I can't get it out. Trying to clean out a culvert. Now I got a stuck culvert and a shovel in there.
Well, let me give you a clue on that one.
Okay.
I can't remember who it was, but they had a stuck culvert. No, actually, there was a skunk in the culvert.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. All right.
And they, you know, they lit a fire, tried to smoke him out. Sure. Nothing happens.
Right.
So he poured about 3 gallons of gasoline.
Oh, no.
Down the culvert.
Ba-boom.
Yeah, ba-boom.
Ba-boom. Well, he cleared out the culvert.
It got cleared out. Yeah.
And
he got covered in skunk.
And he had to replace the culvert.
I don't think he ever did.
Didn't
of course,
he?
He's a farmer anyways, right?
Yeah, you don't replace any culverts anytime.
Well, that's a real close cousin to a rancher.
Okay.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. So the devil made him pour down there. I saw a video of a fellow that pumped propane down gopher holes.
I saw that too.
Lifted his sod up.
Man, well, his sod is not root bound anymore.
Right. That's a fact. That's a true statement. It also brings up a story I heard from a fellow in South Dakota that was going to get rid of his prairie dog problem.
Oh, yeah.
He did the same thing with the gas. He poured it down the prairie dog hole.
One here.
Yeah, just poured it down, lit it, and it went kaboom. But he didn't realize or remember that there were exit holes. And this prairie dog come out of one of the exit holes, yeah, and started a prairie fire.
A prairie dog fire.
And I mean, it, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, right. So I don't know if the devil made him do it or what.
Well, somebody did.
Yeah, well, who is it, Tina's grandpa, that say, hey, I got a keen idea?
Yeah, that was Carol.
That was Carol?
Hey, I got a keen idea.
Hey, I got a keen idea.
Yeah.
Let's pour gasoline in this culvert.
Instead of just leaving the skunk alone.
Skunk alone, yeah. Wait until he comes out. You know, send the water down.
Well, or send the water down. Yeah.
But the skunk, did he have a nest in there?
Well, it was plugged still.
Okay, all right.
But there was a skunk.
All right.
Somewhere in that plug.
Well, my culvert's never been replaced, so I've got 3/4 full of silt.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
And now I've got silt and a stuck shovel.
You need a hydrovac.
I know I do. They're dang expensive.
Yes,
I'm trying not to do that. I'll get it, though.
All right. Perseverance is a virtue.
Yeah. Right. Enough patience and perseverance. Right?
That's right.
You can get somebody to do anything they want to.
Well, I got to thinking back when I was a teenager, you know, why did I throw the frog on that transformer?
Oh man, we're gonna cover that. But we about to ditch out to a cow commercial.
Okay.
And when we come back, Hot Club of Cowtown they're gonna sing to us. That's what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.